7 minutes past seven. Lisa Pereira is here with a first look at what it says in Friday morning's papers.
The words landing charges appear on the front page of the Irish Daily Star, but is nothing to do with airline travel. It's to do with Sean McGovern, whom the paper describes as a key member of the Kinahan organised crime group. McGovern was charged in the Special Criminal Court last night with murder and gangland offences after being extradited from the United Arab Emirates. The Star says there was a ring of steel around him as he landed in an Air Corps plane at Casement Aerodrome and was transported to a special sitting of the court. That story also appears on the front pages of the Irish Examiner and the Irish Independent, which reports that Gardaí are confident of extraditing Daniel Kinahan after McGovern was returned from Dubai. The word charges appears on other front pages too, in relation to another man. He's 53-year-old Paul Doyle, who was taken into custody on Monday following what the Irish Daily Mirror calls Liverpool's victory parade hell. He's due in court this morning, accused of wounding with intent and grievous bodily harm in relation to six victims, two of them children. The Mirror reports that grievous bodily harm carries a maximum sentence of life in jail. The Irish Sun looked at Doyle's LinkedIn page for biographical details and reports that he's a former Royal Marines commando who went on to study psychology and maths and graduated with a BSc honours degree. He lives in a detached house with his wife and three teenage sons, says the Sun. The Irish Times carries a front page story about weight loss drugs, as does the Irish Examiner. The Examiner focuses on fake weight loss products. It reports that the Health Products Regulatory Authority, the HPRA, raised the alarm urgently yesterday, saying that nearly five times as many fake weight loss products have been seized in Ireland this month as during all of last year. The Irish Times focuses on the legitimate weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy. It reports that the HPRA criticised Novo Nordisk, the maker of Ozempic and Wegovy, for a 2021 teaching guide for healthcare workers, which did not feature statements on adverse reactions and precautions. The Irish Times has another front page story quoting the Secretary General of the Department of Housing, Graham Doyle, who yesterday told a property conference that a housing SAR was not needed. The paper quotes Mr. Doyle as saying, "We do not need a housing SAR. Can I just clear this one up, please, once and for all?" The department later issued a statement saying that its Secretary General was referring to the term SAR rather than the role of the head of the government's new Housing Activation Office.